And I've talked to friends and family that don't believe the conspiracy theories. So they don't think that there's microchips in the vaccine, for example. But they are kind of concerned about the timing of how it's all happened so fast, which I can totally understand that as a concern. But I would say that the shortened timeline of vaccine development hasn't taken away from all of the steps that are needed for a clinical trial to approve a vaccine. So the vaccine has been tested on the same number of people that it would have been tested on in the past. It's still gone through the three phases that you see for clinical trials. Vaccines themselves, there are, I think it's four agencies in the government that track the safety of vaccines after they're given. That will still hold true. The reason that it's gone so fast, and actually, I will say that vaccines were approved less than a year from when we knew the genetic sequence of SARS-CoV-2, like about 11 months, which I would not have predicted. When I was teaching the class this summer, I was like, guys, a year to a vaccine, that's not going to happen. But everything kind of worked along the way because, again, companies were building on technology that they had been working on for years. And so, even though approval has been fast, that's because there was a lot of basic science research and even clinical research for years that got us to this point.